Colombia's government and the country's largest rebel movement signed an historic peace accord Monday evening, ending a half century of combat that caused more than 220,000 deaths and made 8 million homeless. Underlining the importance of the deal, President Juan Manuel Santos and Rodrigo Londono, leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, signed the 297-page agreement before a crowd of 2,500 foreign dignitaries and special guests, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Many in the audience had tears in their eyes, and shouts rose urging Santos and Londono to hug, hug, hug. But in the end, the two men just clasped hands, and the rebel commander, also known as Timochenko, put on a pin shaped like a white dove that Santos has been wearing on his lapel for years. Seconds later, five jets buzzed overhead in formation, trailing smoke in the colors of Colombia's flag. During a minute of silence for the war's victims, 50 white flags were raised. Everyone at the event wore white as a symbol of peace. "Viva Colombia!" Bond shouted at the conclusion of his speech welcoming the peace deal. Earlier in the day, Santos and foreign dignitaries attended a mass celebrated by Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican Secretary of State, at a Baroque church named for St. Peter Claver, a 17th century Jesuit priest revered as the Slave of Slaves for his role aiding tens of thousands of African slaves brought to the New World as chattel. In a stirring homily, Pope Francis's envoy praised Colombians for overcoming the pain of the bloody conflict to find common ground with the rebels. "All of us here today are conscious of the fact that we're at the end of a negotiation, but also at the beginning of a still open process of change that requires the contribution and respect of all Colombians," the cardinal said. Across the country, Colombians marked the occasion with a host of activities, from peace concerts by top-name artists to a street party in the capital, Bogota, where the signing ceremony was to be broadcast live on a giant screen. It was also celebrated by hundreds of guerrillas gathered in a remote region of southern Colombia, where last week top commanders ratified the accord in what they said would be their last conference as a guerrilla army. The signing didn't close the deal, however. Colombians will have the final say on endorsing or rejecting the accord in an October 2nd referendum. Opinion polls point to an almost certain victory for the yes vote, but some analysts warn that a closer-than-expected finish or low voter turnout could bode poorly for the tough task the country faces in implementing the ambitious accord. Among the biggest challenges will be judging the war crimes of guerrillas as well as state actors. Under terms of the accord, rebels who lay down their weapons and confess their abuses will be spared jail time and be allowed to provide reparations to their victims by carrying out development work in areas hard hit by the conflict. That has angered some victims and conservative opponents of Santos, a few hundred of whom took to the streets Monday to protest what they consider the government's excessive leniency toward guerrilla leaders responsible for scores of atrocities in a conflict fueled by the country's cocaine trade. To shouts of "Santos is a coward," former President Alvaro Uribe, the architect of the decade-long U.S.-backed military offensive that forced the FARC to the negotiating table, said the peace deal puts Colombia on the path to becoming a leftist dictatorship in the mold of Cuba or Venezuela, two countries that, along with Norway, played a vital role sponsoring the four-year-long talks. The democratic world would never allow bin Laden or those belonging to ISIS to become president, so why does Colombia have to allow the election of the terrorists who've kidnapped 11,700 children or raped 6,800 women, he told protesters gathered in a working-class neighborhood on the outskirts of Cartagena. The stiff domestic opposition contrasts with widespread acclaim abroad for the accord, a rare example in a war-torn world of what can be achieved through dialogue. On Monday, European Union Foreign Policy Coordinator Federica Mogherini said that with the signing of the peace agreement, the EU would suspend the FARC from its list of terrorist organizations. Asked whether the U.S. would follow suit, Kerry was less willing to commit but expressed a possible openness to similar action. "We clearly are ready to review and make judgments as the facts come in," he told reporters. "We don't want to leave people on the list if they don't belong." The FARC was established in 1964 by self-defense groups and communist activists who joined forces to resist a government military onslaught. Reflecting that history, the final accord commits the government to addressing unequal land distribution that has been at the heart of Colombia's conflict. But as the war dragged on and insurgencies elsewhere in Latin America were defeated, the FARC slipped deeper and deeper into Colombia's lucrative cocaine trade, to the point that President George W. Bush's administration in 2006 called it the world's biggest drug cartel. As part of the peace process, the FARC has sworn off narcotics trafficking and agreed to work with the government to provide alternative development in areas where coca growing has flourished. Only if the accord passes the referendum will the FARC's roughly 7,000 fighters begin moving to 28 designated zones where, over the next 6 months, they are to turn over their weapons to UN-sponsored observers. Negotiations, which had been expected to take a few months, stretched over more than 4 years and had to overcome a number of crises, from the military's killing of the guerrilla group's then top commander, known as Alfonso Cano, shortly after he authorized a secret back channel with the government, to the rebels' capture of an army general who, until a few months ago, would have been a trophy prisoner. "This is something I waited for my whole life, that I dreamed of every day," said Leon Valencia, a former guerrilla who is one of the most respected experts on Colombia's conflict. "It's like when you're waiting for a child that is finally born, or seeing an old love, or when your favorite team scores a goal." This article, posted by Joshua Goodman and Andrea Rodriguez for the Associated Press in Cartagena, Colombia. Associated Press writer Vivian Salama contributed to this report.